This is St. Louis Public Radio. Every day, archivists at the National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis piece together fire-damaged records of America's oldest veterans. It's been 43 years since a fire at the center's old facility on Page Avenue destroyed military records from both World Wars and Korea. As St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard tells us, archivists are using new technologies to preserve the files that survived, and sometimes they can read the ashes.
So this is the hallway that takes us down to the burned storage bays.
Archivist Marta O'Neill is leading this tour, deep inside the cavernous National Personnel Records Center, just off Interstate 270 in North St. Louis County.
The temperatures here are much colder than most of the other storage bays for archival materials, about 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
More than 56 million individual military personnel records are stored at the site. But these storage bays are unique. They house the B files, 6.5 million records salvaged from the 1973 fire that destroyed the records of 18 million veterans. The B files are brittle and sometimes moldy, having been damaged by both fire and the water that was poured on to douse it.
And as you can see, some of them have scorching on their edges. Some of them look mold damaged. And some of them are just distorted or warped because of the water.
O'Neill says her 15 preservation technicians operate like a MASH unit, doing triage. They get nearly 300 requests every day for one of these burnt records. Often, they're from veterans seeking benefits from the VA, or families who want to bury their veterans in a national cemetery. Some records are surprisingly intact.
If it's in fairly good condition, for instance, and it just needs a little brushing to get some of that light mold off, we'll do that and send it down to a reference technician who will respond to the veteran. If it's in really bad shape, we might have to do a lot of treatment work.
In the preservation lab, technicians can dab away dirt and mold with chemically treated sponges, remove bits of ash with a medical vacuum, mend tears, flatten pages. New technology can sometimes help. Technician Tom Schmidt is using infrared photography to enhance the charred records of a Korean War Army veteran.
Being that the ink burns at a different temperature than the paper, we're able to draw that information out. So right now it's kind of a purplish color because of the infrared, but I change it over to black and white. Then as I move up the exposure, there's text in the burned area here. And use a little bit of clarity and a little bit of contrast. I can see that it's Kentucky.
The technology wasn't available when Schmidt started working at the Records Center in 2003.
Who knows what future technology will come down the line, and with the use of computers and the digital imaging, what we might be able to come up with in the future.
Technician Marie Taylor is gently cleaning the fragile documents of a soldier who was taken prisoner by the Japanese during World War II. The file includes official telegrams and letters written by the soldier's family.
You go back through the journey with the family from, you know, basically when they were informed that their son was a prisoner of war to then, we haven't heard anything, please government, can you tell us what's going on? To then the government says, we presume that your son was killed in action.
Taylor says her job is to preserve these personal histories of America's veterans.
They're not just documents. There was somebody who lived this out. Yeah, I'm doing my best to preserve that, to remember that.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.